start with reminding you, you're hearing the news reports, and it started Wednesday, continues through Sunday. Snowfest is under Snowfest. Yes, the snow sculpting, the ice carving, and all the activities that are surrounding with the warming tent and more. You can enjoy Snowfest again through Sunday. If you need information and updates on schedules and whatever you might think you need to know, just visit Zenders.com, or on Facebook. Search out Facebook.com/Snowfest, and you get all the information that you need for the continuation of Zenders Snowfest. Started Wednesday, goes through Sunday in Frankenmuth, of course. A reminder that we have for you tomorrow. This is a chance to enjoy a Bringing Back the Ice event at Hoyt Park from noon till 4. The free open skating, sledding, skate rentals available. Play some hockey, get a game going. Noon till 4 as the weather is holding true for some nice ice at Hoyt Park. And Bringing Back the Ice is the event. If you'd like to know more, visit Bringing Back the Ice on Facebook and get details about the festivities between noon and 4 tomorrow. Tomorrow, the Quality 10, powered by Imagine in Saginaw, is going to be offering up the Metropolitan Opera live on screen. And it's a performance of the famous opera Rigoletto, 12:55 on Saturday afternoon. And you can enjoy that. A chance for some live opera through the Quality 10, powered by Imagine in Saginaw. On Saturday, a special chance to enjoy the Saints Snowmobile Club hosting Racing with the Saints. It's going to be 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. A beverage tent, food vendors, live entertainment at 2. It's going to be a lot of fun for the whole family. This is taking place at 8230 South Fordney in St. Charles. Again, St. Charles, 8230 South Fordney. The Racing with the Saints Snowmobile event starting at 11 a.m. and it's going to be on Saturday. Also Saturday, the Public Libraries of Saginaw offering up a chance to enjoy Birds of Prey. And there are two showings, or two different hostings of the event, I guess is a better way to say so. 1 o'clock and then at 3 o'clock. This will be happening at the Butman Fish branch of the Public Libraries of Saginaw. You can experience unique birds of prey up close. And if you go to saginawlibrary.org, you can find out more. Again, that's SaginawLibrary.org. On Saturday evening, it is fun at the Temple Theater with the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra, with the feature of the concertmaster Elliot Heaton and the world premiere of Krupa by Maestro Fouad Foukari. That's going to be on Saturday, again, 8 o'clock from Temple Theater in Saginaw. Information by going to templetheater.com, theater with the R-E, or visiting SaginawBayOrchestra.com, SaginawBayOrchestra.com. That's coming up on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. On Sunday at Trinity Episcopal Church, corner of Center at Grant in Bay City at 4 o'clock, Carl Schalk, the Memorial Evensong event is going to be taking place. It's going to start again at 4 o'clock. Trinity Episcopal Church, Center in Grant and Bay City. You can enter from the parking lot on 5th Street, which is behind the church. Masks are required, by the way. On Sunday, on the Facebook page of WSJW.com, a special live event, the hosting of the Peace Lutheran Church and School Open House. And Jim Biggins, our host from our sister station, The Moose, will be your host for this Facebook Live event and this virtual open house. Sunday, 12:30 until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can find it at facebook.com/WSGW Radio. That's facebook.com/WSGW Radio, with Jim hosting the virtual open house for Peace Lutheran Church and School. Coming up on Monday, Chippewa Nature Center is hosting an evening snowshoe hike. You can discover the beauty of a winter night, looking for signs of animals, studying tree silhouettes. You should bring a headlamp or a flashlight to enjoy. And you can reserve snowshoes, too, if you'd like. Now, pre-registration is required. You should call 989-631-0830. Information is available when you visit ChippewaNatureCenter.org. That's ChippewaNatureCenter.org. By the way, it's between 5 and 6:30 p.m. this coming Monday. On Tuesday, the start of Black History Month in the Saginaw Art Museum, we'll start a new exhibition. And on Tuesday, February 1st, you can enjoy an exhibition open house and see the new installations and exhibitions. That's going to take place between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. Registration is requested. It's not required, but they'd like to know exactly who might be showing up. So find out more visiting SaginawArtMuseum.org, SaginawArtMuseum.org. But this is for Tuesday's exhibition open house for Black History Month, 5:30 until 7:30 at the Saginaw Art Museum. Coming up also on Wednesday, it's the Ecumenical Food Pantry, which is operating once again at the First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. The drive-through giveaway of food and personal items, 110 boxes given away on a first-come, first-served basis. Just have to visit the church and do the drive-through. The Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church every Wednesday, 10 a.m., corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw. Continuing through February 4th, that would be next Friday, at Saginaw Valley State University, the 7th Annual Student Art Show. It's an exhibition featuring work from current SVSU Art Department students in multiple disciplines, photography, painting, drawing, sculpture, ceramics, 3D design. And that is going on through February 4th, that you can enjoy it at the University Art Gallery. And a reminder that the Feathers and Fedoras event is coming up on February 12th. Month of February starts on Tuesday, so it's getting close. And you get a chance to enjoy the roaring 1920s and a gala to benefit the independent living programs for people with disabilities through the Disability Network of Mid-Michigan. Food and dancing to Stone Street Revival, the casino games, lots of fun being had. Tickets $50 per person. Again, all to benefit the Disability Network of Mid-Michigan, the Feathers and Fedoras event. It's February 12th at the Horizons Conference Center in Saginaw. Information is available on this, by the way, on the WSW.com online site. If you scroll down the homepage, you can find a Feathers and Fedoras box. Click on that and find out more of the information you need, including be able to purchase tickets through the links online. The events and the activities, things to see and do and enjoy. There's so much more than what we talk about. We know that. But we just give you a little hint of things that are going on. We hope you find something to enjoy. If you've got an event or an activity, send it my way, charlie@wsw.com. You can send it to news@wsw.com, and we'll give you a mention.